Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood
Connections. Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood, what's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Welcome, everyone, to the number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now, here's your co-host, Lisa V., and your host, with all the connections, Dawn Reese.
Thank you. It is Friday night, and we had some really good surprises. You know, this show is about getting you connected in show business. And, you know, it's Hollywood Connections, but really Hollywood Connections.
Yes.
And we have a Christian film director that, if you did not see the movie Heaven to Betsy's 1 or Heaven to Betsy's 2 is coming out, he's going to be on at 8:30. We have some surprises. And I want to introduce Lisa. Say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
And she's going to sing for us in just a moment as well. And then we have another special VIP guest, Jewel.
Hello.
And we met on an accident, I would say a divine meeting with God.
Divine appointment.
Exactly. So I was at work and she was walking by and I was talking to her about our great deals and our tours. And she, what did you give me? You gave me a bill?
Yes, it's a tract. And it had $1 million bill on in the front of it. So everybody's like, oh, that's money. And then on the back it has the gospel.
That's right. I was telling you the story, what you put on your refrigerator and things come true in my life and all that good stuff. And she said, you're Dawn Reese. And she goes, I said, yes. And she goes, I'm Jewel. I'm like, oh my God, 10 years I haven't seen you.
That's right.
From Benny Luck. Benny Luck trained you back in the days.
Yes, he did.
So I know, in the meantime, you know, before I even start, everybody, let's just kick off with a song with Jewel. We'll be right back because I have got an exciting product that I'll be debuting on HSN in April.
Yay.
And in just a few minutes, if our gal, Lona, doesn't call in, she may be on HSN. But please watch at 11 o'clock tonight because the fountains that we were, you know, promoting on the air, she's selling them for an awesome price at 11 o'clock tonight on HSN. So you got to watch. She'll be on. She's from the UK. She's my new friend.
And I have the app.
Yes. And I'll let you know when you can buy the Hover Scrubber coming up, but I'll tell you that in just a minute. But let's go to Jewel's music. We'll be right back.
Deserve
the love that you have shown me. Your Spirit fills my heart and cleanses me. Oh, your tender mercies and your loving kindness lead me to repentance. Your kingdom has no end. You have no end, Lord. I want to be with you, Lord Jesus. Come. You are a beautiful bridegroom waiting for your church.
That gets you ready for your night, because when you go to bed at night, thank God for all what you have. You know, the other day, Jewel, I had someone look at me and say, you know, Dawn, you're really blessed and you don't know it. I said, oh, yes, I do. And, you know, and that was a beautiful worship song. How many songs on your CD?
About 20.
And where can people buy them?
You need to go on my Facebook page under Jewels Warren, JewelsWarren, and send a message to me, and I will get a CD to you.
And who did your beautiful cover?
That was, well, the whole thing was through Creed Warner.
I know Creed called me today. We're working on some good things. He's a record, oh my God, he wheels and deals, and he's a Christian label.
Glory Sound.
Yes.
And then the gentleman that did my cover photo was the photographer for Michael Jackson.
I think I met him here around the station one day. I got to make sure it's the same one. And Lisa is my co-host today, and I'm going to go in. Denise will be back in the next couple weeks. She'll let me know after some things. I got a special surprise for Denise. I know she's watching, and it's coming up in about a half hour, Denise. And in the meantime, Lisa, what song are we going to go to?
We're going to do Amy Winehouse, Valerie.
There we go. Kick it off.
Nice.
There we go. Hollywood Connections tonight. And remember, 8:30, we've got an amazing film director calling in and a couple surprise guests as well. We'll be right back.
I go out by myself and I look across the water. And I think of all the things, what you're doing. And in my head, I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess. And I miss your ginger hair and the way you like to dress. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie, yeah. Valerie. Valerie. Did you have to go to jail? Put your house on up for sale. Did you get a good lawyer? Hope you didn't catch a tan. Hope you find the right man who'll fix it for you. And are you shopping? And anywhere, change the color of your hair. And are you busy? And did you have to pay that fine that you were dodging all the time? Are you still dizzy? Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess. And I miss your ginger hair and the way you like to dress. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie. 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 Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your ginger hair and the way you like to dress. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie, yeah. Valerie. 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 Why don't you come over, Valerie?
Well, you know, we got two amazing singers. I know we have a lot of film directors that are watching us. And, you know, we have the International Christian Film Festival coming up. We're going to play that intro, Vaughn, if we can go right to that. And you both need to submit your songs as one of the best Christian vocalists of the year, because I'll be on that red carpet. It's coming up in April. You don't want to miss this. It's an opportunity of a lifetime to also get your music in all these Christian films. It's as perfect for networking. Also, you're one of our new reporters to help us out.
Yay. Thank you.
I know. And then we have Renee, and she's one of our other reporters. Mm-hmm. And she'll be on Monday with a special at 2 p.m. And then we have Christy, our rock and roll reporter. And we have Teresa on the line. Just a minute. I'm waiting for our film director in about 15 minutes to call in. So, Teresa, we'll be with you in just a minute. So let's go to the International Christian Film Festival, and I hope to see you there.
This is the best film festival I've been to yet.
I've met people from South Africa, Australia, Lagos, Nigeria, Switzerland, England, all over the United States and Canada.
I'm really impressed with the amount of people here, the amount of friendly and encouraging networking vibe that I've gotten here.
It's amazing. It's like, you know, you have art, you have creativity, and you have the spiritual aspect of it.
Just like I said last year, I said this is like the Christian Oscars, so it's really exciting.
I love it. This is my home festival, so I'm going to continue coming every year.
This honestly is an event that is the Academy Awards.
I don't even know what to say. I'm just so excited. This is great.
It's an amazing electric environment. People are genuine and friendly and outgoing. They're just real.
Even if you're not in the industry, you should come to this.
Are we good? I'll tell you later.
Definitely.
We're talking
not on
about
the
our church, yes. BibbingHopeChurch.org.
Yes.
You just came back from choir practice over there.
Yes, I did.
Yes, so it's a great
some
church.
Really, yes, we got some really great music this Sunday starting at 10 o'clock, and you can watch them on you can watch all of us, Kelly, Sandra, and myself, at www.beaminghope.org.
That's right. Is that right? Yeah.
Yes, that is. I have the bumper sticker until they take it from me.
Wait, you got a bumper sticker?
Yes.
Pastor Joe, I did not get a bumper sticker.
Well, I don't know if I get to keep my bumper sticker. I'm kidding.
Well, you know what? Everybody loves hair extensions. And I'll tell you, I am a fan of those, especially in the humidity here. And, you know, I don't know if you all know this. We're on www.24flix.com. And that is a new network like Netflix. And you can see Hollywood Connections up there. And also we're on VH2.TV network in Atlanta with 39 million homes.
Wow.
So I got a call from Daryl today, one of our VPs from the company, and he's like, Dawn, you're going to love this. And I'm looking at these hair extensions and auburn and blonde, and I want you all to go to www.hair-911biz and put in the promo code Dawn. And if you like hair extensions like I do, I'm not wearing them tonight.
I see my hairdresser on Monday, so I might just have to see if we can get them there quickly.
Do a little. Yeah, this is 100% human hair clip hair extensions. I just hope it was a Christian. If I'm wearing their hair, yeah, pray over it before I put it in. You never know, right?
God will bring it to the light, remember.
No
trust
shedding,
me.
No tangling can be dyed or straightened, curled or washed. So anyways, I'm Dawn Reese. So let's talk about something before we go into something that Lisa's going to ask Jewel about. And, you know, I will be on HSN in April. So I have a new product, and this is really cool. Now, I'm going to turn it on, and you're going to love this. So what it is a hover scrubber, and I can't tell you the price yet, because you can buy it when I'm on the air.
I'm going to buy one.
So you know what's really cool? There are some microfiber pads here. And the one I have, which is really cool, I kind of go around my house first. I have tile. Can you hear this? You're driving. You're like, what does she have on?
I know, right? Okay.
Yeah, okay. So as you can see, half of my Jack Russell is on the bottom of this.
Yes.
Which is fabulous. Yes. So while I shut this off, and it also is adjustable, and you can also use it on your shower doors, and there's different pads, and they're washable, and which is really cool.
You windows. Can
see the, yes, windows.
Windows, definitely.
And look how easy
definitely.
It is to take off. You just zip it off, and there you go, and you put the other ones on. So I'm excited because, yes, so, but you just put your favorite cleaner on the bottom of this. And
Fabuloso,
then,
baby. Fabuloso.
And you know how you don't like to sweat, and you're cleaning the house? Well, there goes our Expedia behind me. I've got a pole here.
Yes.
And so anyways, but, you know, just I'll keep you posted when I'm on HSN, and I hope that you buy this product because I love it. My husband loves it for the boat. We love it for the windows, and it does work. So that is my debut coming up. I'm really excited about that opportunity. So in the meantime, go ahead, Lisa.
I understand that you have a lot of miracle stories, and
yes.
I would really like you to share probably some of your top two.
Okay. Well, I have, I was actually praying about this question earlier this week, and I really felt like we don't talk enough about the miracle of salvation.
No.
Amen. That miracle in itself of how Jesus comes and changes our lives to something that we just never thought we could be or do or... And especially with this connection, what he brings dreams into our hearts that he fulfills. And that's one of the things I'm very thankful for at the age of 21 when I was in college. I was very restless. I was afraid to die. And when Jesus asked him into my life, the fear went away, and he just changed me. And the power,
amen.
I can't change myself. I've already tried.
So you're afraid to die. What does that mean?
Oh, yes. Meaning, what's going to happen when I die?
Okay.
Where am I going to go? You know, living all my life till 20, 21, not knowing what was going to happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's a scary feeling. That's mm-hmm. a scary thought.
Well, you know, life is so short. My mom, before she passed away, she said, I've learned all my lessons. I'm going home. But she missed my father a lot. But, you know, when she told me that, I jumped back and I went, what does that mean? And she said, I've learned all my lessons. And she said, there's always a lesson every day. Are you impatient in traffic? Are you upset mm-hmm. with a coworker? Mm-hmm. Or whatever it is, get over it. Mm-hmm. Get on. And I put names in my Bible. Trust me. I put names in my Bible. I write a letter to God. Mm-hmm. And a year later, I look at what I ask God to help me with, and he's mm-hmm. giving me more abundance of what I have written down.
That, yes.
You that know? Happens.
Yeah.
But then sometimes we see the supernatural, which is always exciting. And I think we need to see more of that in our churches. But one of the things that was a miracle to me was I had a five-year-old. I have three sons, and my middle son, when he was five, he was climbing up a tree. He was usually very good at it. I never really had to worry. He was like a little monkey. And
I
all
had three
of a sudden,
boys too, so I get it.
You know, don't judge me. So he's climbing up, and the next thing I know, he is falling head first. And it looked like he was literally falling down on an invisible slide.
Wow.
And he ended up sliding right to my feet. And
wow.
Popped up, brushed himself off, and went back to playing. I've never seen a miracle like that before.
Wow. Amen. And you have another one. You said you just had asthma or something happened?
Allergies.
Allergies.
I've always, all my life, been allergic to cats. My mom, my sister, were all allergic to cats. Never had a cat.
Question, what happens when you hold a cat? There's a reason.
Okay, my eyes are red and itchy, and it's just very uncomfortable. Sneezing, itching.
Well, I know. That's a great commercial for Visine, trust me, because I do the same thing. You know, I mean, I can't even hold Angora cats. I just go, I mean, by the way, this hover scrubber will help you clean cat hair as well around your floor.
Yes.
But, you know, I really want to tell you, cats. So what happened? Because I am allergic to cats.
All right. So it was this past Christmas, and I noticed my husband wasn't too crazy about the dog that I'm crazy about. And I said, honey, I mean, what kind of pet do you like? We've had all kinds of pets in this house. And he said, I love cats. I said, you do? And we've been married now 21 years coming up, March 7th. And I said, oh, well, maybe we should get a cat for Christmas. Ooh. And so my son found the cat for free down the street. Of course, nothing's free, but he found a free cat. And it's beautiful. And
what's
I said,
his name?
Oh, you just, Izzy. I-Z-Z-Y, okay. Izzy. And she is the most beautiful. She's just gorgeous. So we brought the little cat home, and I said, God, for Christmas, can you just make it so I'm not allergic to cats? And immediately felt different. I went to my friend's house where I normally, my eyes swell up like saucers when I'm over there, and just played with her cats. I touched my eyes. I just put them, I rubbed them against my face. Nothing happened.
Well, amen.
And nothing has happened healed. With this current cat.
Well, you know, and I want to thank a lady that she's on HSN tonight. Again, I want to tell everyone to watch at 11 o'clock and buy these fountains that is I'm working with. And I said to her the other day, I said, you've made my dream come true. And because I would help cast for the last 4 years with a producer over at HSN with Randy Jackson, Keith Urban, Joy Mangano. And it's so funny. I got to tell this quick story. You're talking about blessings in God. So, you know, if I watch a movie over and over, it kind of comes true. It's like subliminal. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I helped Joy Mangano majorly, you know, with all her castings, and she's no longer there at HSN. But, you know, and just a funny story. So I'm standing there a couple weeks ago and doing my training, and I have five cameras in front of me, and they're telling me what to do, mm-hmm. you know, and showing the product. And I'm standing there going, this is really funny. I love Joy Mangano's movie called Joy. And I'm standing there selling a mop on HSN, you know.
Well, there you have it. You think
which
the
is
signs
not a mop, it's
there?
A hover scrubber. Mm-hmm. Hover scrubber. So it's really cool. So anyways, I know we have Teresa. We're going to come to Teresa, our reporter in L.A. in a minute because we have a film director calling in. Yvonne, who's on the phone with us right now? Okay, Robert will be on. Before we go to Robert, I do have to give a shout out. I don't know if Teresa's going to call me another Teresa Spooner. She is with, she's with Sunburst Beauty Pageants, and we're so excited she may call in as well. If she does,
nice.
Let me know.
Yay.
And I'll be judging an event coming up at Newport, she's got a couple of them. St. Petersburg Tyrone Square Mall, March 16th at 11 o'clock. And then she also has them Newport Richie. She has them all over the United States, and I've judged her nationals. I don't know if Teresa's on the phone with us from Sunburst Beauty Pageants yet. And if you are interested, go to sunburstbeauty.com or call her at 727-258-7053. I told her to give a shout out if she's traveling. So that's super cool. So that's Teresa Spooner, Sunburst Beauty at sunburstbeauty.com. It's a really fun event that you can do and get your kids involved in as well. So in the meantime, let's go to is that Teresa from Sunburst? Oh, okay, Teresa.
No.
Robert.
It's Robert. Yeah.
Hi, Vaughn's on the phone. I think he's trying to juggle like a couple things, and we're going to come back. Before I introduce Robert, hold on, Vaughn, was that Miss from Sunburst? Was that Teresa from Sunburst? No, you got Robert. He's the film director.
She was on too.
Oh, Teresa? No, we have another Teresa. We have another Teresa. So Teresa is one of my reporters from L.A. Anyways, let's go to Robert's. If you haven't seen Heavens to Betsy 1, let's go to the trailer, Vaughn, And I just want to play this, Robert, so everyone knows how wonderful this movie is, and I think it's fabulous. We'll be right back with an amazing film director. I'm so proud to bring him on the show with Lisa and myself and Jewel. We'll be right back. Listen to the trailer.
Betsy, you look amazing.
No, this one's not about you.
Everything that happened in that book really happened.
So you are telling me and everyone else who watched that podcast
that you traveled to an alternate dimension or reality or universe or whatever
and came back?
Yep.
I told the interviewer that the book wasn't fiction.
Why are you telling me all this?
You believed me in the other life.
But not till the end of the book.
Well, does it have to take that long this time?
Considered hiring a part-time personal assistant?
Good morning. Hi, how can I help you?
Brian!
Have we met?
No. You and I have worked together before. And the reason you won't remember any of this is because it happened in an alternate reality.
I have to be going, Miss Simon, because I'm due back on the planet Earth.
Pretty used to people looking at me like I'm a total crazy person.
Well, maybe I'm attracted to crazy women.
Who is doing this, Mr. Carter? Aliens. You're an idiot.
Well, I want you to know that I, for one, I believe you.
Thank you.
But now she's playing to the Christian market.
The church she goes to is very old, and they're trying to raise money for repairs to keep it open.
Do you know who Tandem Daiquiri is?
I am not fond of him, but I do.
He wants me on his show. I know that the church needs the money.
He can ruin your career. The elders would never approve doing it for the money, and I would have to agree with them.
I really respect the decision not to let Betsy Simon use the church. If she doesn't want to defend herself here, I'll just go on the air and rip her to shreds there.
After my meeting with Mr. Daiquiri, the elders now approve the interview.
Shortly after its release, Betsy Simon's book, Heavens to Betsy, hit the bestseller list. The author claims that the story in the book is not fiction, but fact. Are you now or have you ever been in therapy?
Why, do you need a referral?
About that.
And we're back with Robert. Robert, you know, where are you calling from? What city again?
Well, I'm actually from Frankfort, Illinois, which is approximately, I don't know, 10 or 15 miles south of Chicago.
That's right, because I remember my old stomping grounds was in Milwaukee. And then you also have the actress on that actually played Heaven to Betsy. And do you want to introduce her? I think Vaughn has her on the air with us.
Yes, well, I'll proudly introduce the star of both Heavens to Betsy 1 and 2, and that's Karen Lisowitz.
Yes, and Vaughn, is she there? We're trying to get her to call back.
She's here. She just, it won't go through for some reason. So I'm trying to figure that out. I might just reset it.
Okay, so while we're on the phone with you, Robert, let's talk about your film. Now, I know I saw it on PureFlix. I remember watching that before. Now, are you on another network? Are you on Amazon Prime?
You know, the second movie is everywhere. We're really, really happy that Vision Video, our distributor, has been able to get non-exclusive rights for streaming. So it's actually available many places. Of course, the big place is Amazon Prime, which we're really excited about. And it's not just Betsy 1. You can see Betsy 2 there as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so if you can watch both movies there. It's also available on Vimeo On Demand. I think YouTube has got Betsy 1. It's even playing, I just found out, overseas in Romania and the Netherlands. So, yeah, it's all over the place.
Wow, so let me ask you. I know Amazon Prime. I just got Amazon Prime. So is it one where is it a prepay, or is it where you can just click on and watch so people know?
I think if you're a member, I think you can watch it for free. I'm not 100% sure on that, because I do know anybody can go there and watch it. I mean, I think it's like $2.99 to watch the regular version, or you can purchase it or download it for a bit more, like $8.99 or $8, something like that.
Wow, that's exciting.
So I'm not really sure how it plays out, but it is available, and it's easily accessible to anybody now who wants to watch it. So Something we're excited about.
Oh, my gosh. You know, and your actress is phenomenal. And Vaughn, let me know when she calls back on. Is she on? He's resetting the phone lines on.
I told her to call back. I just don't want to reset them, you know, mid-conversation, because then we might, you know, drop everyone.
So correct.
I might need to do that.
Mm-hmm. I gotcha. So anyway, so Lisa, do you have a question for Robert?
What was your inspiration for doing Heaven to Betsy 1 and 2? I mean, was there something that, you know, somebody you knew, or just, you know, what really, you know, made you?
It's a bit of a long explanation, so I'll make it as briefly as possible. The first movie was basically, I was inspired to do it by the fact that I had just done a film and it had not gone over well, and I got a lot of promises that there was going to be success, and it didn't happen, and I was very angry with God and very upset because I prayed and prayed for it to happen. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, I just thought, hey, you know what? This might make a pretty good story within itself, about a book author who gets her big chance or wants her big chance and doesn't get it and blames God for it, and then God actually reaches out and changes her life and puts her in an alternate universe to show her what it would look like, if she was successful. That's how the first one came about, and the second one came about because the first one did well.
there you have it.
Well, you know, I told Marty at the Christian Film Festival, he's got the 24flix.com, and I hope that you get with him as well. And you do get paid for your content, so which is really amazing. I don't know about the pennies, but, you know, I highly recommend everybody to please tonight. I'm going home to watch the second one tonight.
Well,
I'm so excited. Yeah, usually when I have my me time, I chill out and relax on that. Now, we also have two Christian singers here, Robert. Do you ever take scores for movies for singers or music? And if so, tell us where people could maybe send their music to you.
Well, absolutely. As a matter of fact, in Betsy 2, we have a few Christian songwriters who submitted music to our music director or supervisor at that time, who also composed the music to the film, Peter Spiro. And we've used about three or four songs, I think, in the second movie from songwriters. And usually the way they submit is once they know that the film is out, by going to our website, you know, knowing that it's in production, they can always submit it that way by contacting me directly there. But, of course, we have to have a movie in production in order for them to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to know, because, you know, a lot of people ask me, and especially with Lisa and Joel here, they're amazing singers as well, and you've got 14 songs on an CD here that she's selling and so forth. And so I know, is Teresa still on the phone yet? So she can, we're resetting phones. Is she there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Teresa. Do you have a question for Robert?
yes. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Teresa.
Okay, here's the question. The Bible has key themes such as forgiveness and salvation through Jesus Christ, healing, prayer, giving, worship, all these themes. Will you be directing any other messages from God in your upcoming movie?
Absolutely. Betsy 1 and 2 are my 8th and 9th feature films. They are not my first faith-based projects. I also have a movie called Angels in Our Midst,
ooh,
which is also available on Amazon Prime. But, you know, I've found that God has reached out to me and wants me to use my talents and my abilities for Him. And so
amen.
I've decided to do that. So anything that I do from here on in will be, something that will contain a message to try to bring people closer to God, or people who don't believe in God, try to get them to come by bridging the gap and making the storylines a little more accessible to a mainstream audience. The only problem I've ever had with Christian films sometimes is they're very heavy-handed in their messages. And it's great for Christians, but, you know, if you're trying to reach out and bring more people closer, you have to have kind of a more central neutral theme to reach those people as well as the Christians. And I think Betsy 1 and 2 does that wonderfully. So, yes, I do plan to do that.
I will tell you, I have enjoyed so many movies, but this one just tickled me because everybody wants to be famous. And, you know, everybody wants to be out there. And this movie kind of just does everything to tell you what she did to try to get famous, you know, and what God said and what happened, which is really a funny, funny movie. And I just want to...
And it doesn't always work out the way that you want it to be. It's really all about God's will and what His plan is for you. And that's what the second movie is all about. It's really about what Betsy now has to deal with, realizing that she has to do everything for God and not for herself anymore. And that's what propels the second story. But you're absolutely right.
Wow, what a PowerPoint. Hey, I'm going to play, let's play an upbeat music of Jewel, one of our singers here. I'm going to find out what's going on with her phone lines. We'll be right back. Stay on the line with it because I got a surprise guest for you as well. I think this is going to be super cool. And a surprise for my co-host. Robert, stay on the line. Are you okay? All right, we'll be right back with Robert. And let's go to number 14. And this is Jewel. And we'll be right back. Okay, so that is a Tropical Fun Music by Jewel.
Yes.
He's running in the other room trying to get the next guest in here.
Yes.
And trying to reset the phones.
Multitasking.
And he's like multitasking tonight. So, Robert, that's one of our Christian singers. I also have a gentleman is popping in. We're going to have Jewel just move over here for a minute. And I guess they know each other, which is more hilarious of God's timing.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to have him put the headsets on here for a second, and I'll try to get the other ones for you there. So, Robert, are you still on the line with us?
How you doing?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, this might be kind of cool in the future. Did you know, I want to introduce Raymond, tell everybody who you are.
Hi, I'm Raymond Becker of White Doves, Florida. I do a White Dove release for like weddings, funerals, baby showers, so far and so forth, grand openings.
Right, did you bring any doves with you?
Yeah, right out there.
No way, you have doves?
Yay.
Okay, we have a few minutes. So did you ever hear of that before, Robert?
No, I haven't.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so he's going to bring our doves in here in just a second. And well, what we'd like to do for next week as well, I know that Vaughn is trying to patiently get the phone lines reset because he said they're blinking like crazy. And is there any way that we can get the star of Heavens to Betsy so I can still do more social media for next week, like at 8:15 p.m.?
Are you asking me if that's possible?
Yes, please.
I wasn't sure who you were talking to.
Yes, Robert.
Yes, of course. If you're having trouble getting her, I know she's trying to call in now. I can talk to her about it and see.
That would be great because I don't want to rush her interview. She is so talented and so beautiful, and you know we're excited. If she does call in and he does reset it, we'll try to still get her on. But I'd rather give her more than enough time next week. If that would be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
That would be super. Well, Robert, I know, Teresa, any other questions for Robert?
Do I have another question?
Yes.
This is another, In Revelation, Isaiah, John, it's written that this life will be free from sickness, war, crime, and anything harmful. As a Christian and film producer, do you believe that we will have a heavenly life on the new earth?
Wow, great question, Robert.
that could be a movie within itself. You know, I certainly would hope so, and I know everybody would like to believe that that's going to be the case. You know, things are just not looking so good right now, but I think that's all in the prophecy, and I think, you know, that's, you know, what we're heading for. The return of Jesus, and it could be sooner than you think. It's such a crazy world. Everything is going so nuts right now. I don't know. I just don't know if there can be that kind of peace and harmony and everything the way things are right now. Of course, you can pray for it and hope for it, but it's tough. It's a hard thing to hope for.
Beautiful, beautiful answer to that question. That's awesome. I see that's a movie in itself. You're right. Well, Robert, hold on. I got another treat for you. And I told everybody, on social media to please go and watch the movie, buy the movie. What is your website?
There's a website for Betsy, and that's probably the one that we refer everyone to right now, and that is heavenstobetsymovie.com, which is pretty easy to remember, and that's that has actually, if you go there, both of the movies are there, so you can actually read up on myself, the actors, and you watch the trailers and videos and interviews and things of that nature. So heavenstobetsymovie.com is the website.
Well, Robert, we look forward to doing some more interviews with you next week. I know it's so short. I need more hours on the air.
Yeah.
And I know, but thank
you. You know what? Mm-hmm. If it's okay, Dawn, I did want to mention one other thing.
Yes.
Heavens to Betsy 2 was submitted in the film festival, the International Christian Film Festival.
Oh, wonderful!
We have not heard back from it yet, but I was told by Vision Video, our distributor, that it was submitted.
Well,
so,
if you come,
you know, we've got our fingers crossed.
Oh my gosh, we do too, because we put our show in for the number one talk show. So we haven't heard either. I know they're going to be letting announcements coming up soon, and I hope to God that you're there on that red carpet, because we can't wait to meet you in person. So
that's
exciting.
Great. I'd love to be there.
Yes. Awesome. Well, if you want to stay on the line, I want you to hear something. We're going to come right back, and I'm going to talk more with Raymond with his doves. He's got a couple doves in the back here.
Yay.
And he releases them. And Denise, since your husband had passed away, and we love you, she's my co-host that's been with me. And let's go to Fizz's song, Singing in Heaven. I want you to hear this song that he wrote. And we're going to be right back, because this song was really special. And I said to Fizz, I said, you know, he's singing in heaven with the angels. And he goes, that's a song. That's singing in heaven. And it's so beautiful. As soon as we play this, we'll be right back with Raymond. And while we're here, Raymond, before he's looking for that song and juggling a couple things back there, he looks like he's got the ball, the circus. You should see my producer back there. Tell us what your website is, Raymond.
Don't have a website. You can find me on
Facebook.
which is White Doves Florida. Just type that in and you'll be able to find the page and phone number and everything. So.
That's beautiful.
I'll share it.
Yes. And, you know, we want to work with you on the sailboat. So we'll be right back. Listen to this amazing song. Denise, this is for you. We love you. And this song just came out, debuted on Hollywood Connections. Tan Talk 106.1 FM, The Heat.
You're singing in heaven. You're singing in heaven. That's where you live now. That's where you live now. So they set the stage. Singing R&B.
You're singing in heaven. You're singing in heaven. That's where you live now. That's where you live now. Where the dream is dreamed. Where everyone can see.
Thinks we have a paranormal ghost from last week's show in the studio.
Still,
because things are happening back there. We have no clue.
That have never happened when she's done a show. And
yeah.
I think we can all figure that one out.
We're laughing
on our own,
because God has a sense of humor, and he's like,
yes.
Okay, the show is still going on.
Yeah.
And Robert, we want to thank you so much for calling in, and we're going to get you the copy of this, and we'll have you next week if you're available as well. Okay, so in the meantime, while we're here, and Robert is gone.
There goes, went the phones.
I tell you, if there is a ghost in this house, we call it out in the name of Jesus.
We need to be, yes. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
There we go. I don't know what's happening. So anyways,
we'll start singing, there is power in the name of Jesus.
That's
there you
right.
go. There
That's
you go.
Right. We break could even get our actress on.
Break every chain. There you go.
Yeah. But we're going to have her next week.
Yes.
So Raymond, we are here with you. You have doves. Now, let me ask you this, because my co-host is watching, and I'd like to do a little dedication to her.
Sure.
Because her husband passed away. He was one of our singers for the show. And you've got some beautiful doves. Do you have names for your doves?
Only one of them have a name.
Really?
Yeah.
And what are their names?
The bird that does have a name is Scarface. It's from 2014 when it was a baby. The parents picked at it and made a little scar on his face.
Aww.
So I named it Scarface. But Scarface
they're
is
so quiet.
Painful. Yeah, they're nervous.
Wow.
they were cooing at work all day.
Oh, they were cooing. We're hoping for the cooing noise of the doves.
Yes. I got a baby in there from this year. I got one from 2014, and then like two of them are from last year.
Well, so what I think is amazing, can you kind of maybe do a dedication for Quincy, like what you might do, but you're outside at the ocean or on our sailboat coming up, and you're doing a release for somebody. Explain that, what you do with the doves. And Denise, this is for you. This is my little surprise from the heart from Raymond. Wait till you meet him. He's amazing.
Okay, I have a little saying I say, which is, should I say it?
Yes, please.
Okay. I say, hi, my name is Raymond Becker of White Doves, Florida. Know that I prepared a place for the birds to go home to. In the Bible, Jesus speaks about how he prepared a place in the house of God for your loved one to go home to. Even though their souls were God, their spirit lives on through you. And normally it's four birds as a sign of Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth one represents the loved one that passed away.
Wow.
And then we release them after that little saying, and the family could hold them, or we could just open the box and let it go.
And they come back to you?
Always.
Always. So, wow. So how long does it take you to train?
I know. I'm like, wow.
I know.
3 to 4 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do you know Jewel?
Yeah.
A divine mention here, I'll tell you.
We worked at a certain place together. I don't know if I can say it or not.
We worked somewhere together.
Yeah, we worked.
There you go.
Same place where we work?
No. Small circle, but no.
It's a small circle.
All right, now I feel left out. But
no. Don't worry, I'm going to get a job where you work now.
There you go. There you go.
That's really cool. So did you know she was an amazing singer as well?
I did not. I know she's one heck of a cool person, though.
Yeah, very much so.
Oh, there you go.
So, you know, what have people said about the Dove releases? I mean, could you do something for Quincy? Just a little something, like, from your heart to Quincy? That my co-host, her husband, when he passed away.
What'd she tell me?
She just got back into town, and she's in an empty house without her husband. And I can't be honest, I can't imagine that, Denise. I came home, I hugged my husband, and I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, you don't take life for granted. And, you know, I want to say, she told me Quincy Betsy was fine the day of the Super Bowl. He was eating chicken wings and pizza, laughing, and the next day she was trying to revive him. You know, and just from your heart, could you just do your, like, a quick, like, a ceremony just for Quincy on the air? Kind of, I'm putting you on the spot.
You really are.
I know I am. But we're going to have you on the sailboat. We're going to do charter pretty soon on Sunkist, 37-foot Endeavor.
Well, I'll tell you what, if Quincy really wants, I'll do the dub release for free. It don't matter to me.
That would be...
Yeah, like a memorial.
Yeah, Very nice. Quincy is in heaven singing, and Denise is my co-host, and she's watching, and I know it's really hard for her. But we would love to do that in video and talk to you, and I want to give you a commercial because I want to work with you and get people to come on the sailboat.
That'd be cool.
That's so cool, Denise. Yes. Wait till you meet Raymond. He came all dressed up today, too. He looks super dapper.
Yeah, you wanted me in a tuxedo. I was like, uh-uh. Suit, no tie. Sorry.
That's okay. You look fabulous. And again, if you're interested in the double, now it's not just for funerals. It's for...
Oh, like I said, weddings, grand openings. If you own a business and you're cutting the red tape on the door, it's a beautiful thing. I let go of a lot of birds.
Weddings?
Weddings are nice.
Sometimes.
I like them. It's romantic. It means a lot.
But the doves are special.
Yeah. Well, you know, they made for life, and that's why you relieve them at a wedding, because they made it for life.
Wow. I've learned something new today.
Isn't this super cool? Well, we have, I know, 3 minutes to go. We're going to have the Star of Heavens to Betsy. I hope you all watch that show. And remember my HSN debut coming up. Lisa, I'd like to thank you for co-hosting and
thank
helping out with the show today.
Me.
You're amazing. And you've really helped me and blessed with today's show a lot.
Thank you.
Jewel, thank you for being here. I want to thank you for your music. And we'll be promoting your website on my social media. And so remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen.
Amen.
And if you want to cruise, call me. I'm with Expedia Cruise Ship Centers of South Tampa, and I'm excited.
We need to plan one.
I know.
Like a big, like, group.
That would be so cool.
I'll you help me, I'll plan.
Yes, yes. So you want to go. I went on the Princess Cruise a couple, like 2 months ago, and I loved it. Princess K, St. Martin, St. Thomas. So please call me, 727-871-7788. Remember, pray and get on your knees and ask God for what you want. And I tell you, dreams do come true when you believe in Him. Lisa, do you want to take us out with a song, an ending song? She has such a great, beautiful voice. And
sure.
Yes.
Adele, Make You Feel My Love.
There you go. I'm glad
you
watched.
It's been a minute since I've done it and my voice, but we're going to try.
Well, guess what? Next week we have Creed Warner, where she went to the studio. He's a record label. And we maybe have a new artist as well. And we're excited because I need to hook you up with Creed Warner.
Yes.
And you have to get over to his studios in Tampa.
That's
and I hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you, Chrissy. She's supported us as well. And Renee, remember, Monday, 2 o'clock, Tan Talk Radio. There's a special show, and Renee will be hosting that show for me. All right. Take it away.
When the rain is blowing in your face, and there's a whole world is on your case, I could offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love. When the evening shadows and the stars appear, and there was no one there to dry your tears, I could hold you for a million years to make you feel my love. I know you haven't made your mind up yet, but I would never do you wrong. I've known it from the moment that we met.